bring the court to order, please. Is there anyone that would like to volunteer for our opening prayer this morning? Anyone? Yes, ma'am. We'd love to have you.
Do you want to come up here?
You can, or right where you're at, be fine, either way.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. And lead us through everything that we're going to go through today. But we all know it's good, because you're always there for us. What's happening in today's world is beyond our control. But when we hand it over to you, we know that it is in control, because you have us. In this beautiful day again, and watch over everybody in this room, and bring everybody here today to listen and understand each other's needs, and to ensure that we do everything possible through you, Lord, to make it happen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. If you'd join me in our pledges, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag.
I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Okay, let the record reflect that all members of court are present this morning. Commissioners, I need a motion to approve our agenda.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Commissioners, I want to recess our commissioners' court and convene our second public hearing on our tax rate this morning. This is an opportunity for citizens to present and address the governing body to express their concerns on the proposed tax increase. So if there's anyone that would like to address the court today concerning our tax rate, I know I have one person that signed up to speak this morning. Mr. Yalick has signed up, so Mr. Yalick, we'll recognize you first.
Thank you, Judge Doyle and Commissioners. My name is Eric Yalick. I'm from Precinct 3. On August 9th, Judge Doyle made a comment, quote, "We could double this budget of $345 million and still not meet the needs of this county." There are many interpretations of what Judge Doyle may have meant, and obviously only he knows. But that is a budgeting philosophy that leads to multi-trillion dollar budgets at the federal level, taxes at all levels that combine to reach tremendous portions of our disposable income. And it shows the desperate need that this county has for zero-based budgeting. I want to briefly talk to you about what zero-based budgeting is. It has several attributes. First of all, it examines programs and their specific goals. It starts with the number zero rather than with the previous year's spending as a baseline, which is, quite frankly, the way that this court has approached budgeting. It compares the current programs to similar programs outside of this taxing jurisdiction, and it develops program performance metrics. For example, with the animal shelter, it would look at the percentage of animals successfully placed in homes, the number of animals moved through the program, metrics related to animal life quality, and a negative metric of how many animals go through Dr. Hayden's furnace. Zero-based budgeting occurs within the program, so in other words, the animal shelter itself would look at the program, but it also occurs externally through either a county budget committee or through the commissioner's court itself. Step number one of zero-based budgeting is that you would look at least three funding levels for each portion of the program. First of all, zero. In other words, are there alternative methods? For example, with the animal shelter, could you use volunteers for management and operations? Could you establish a residency program through Texas A&M University that might be either a very low cost or no cost to the county? And are there means of bringing in tax-deductible charitable contributions that would be another source of revenue to fund the operations of the animal shelter, just as an example of zero-based budgeting? You would also look at current levels of funding. you would basically require people to answer questions such as, if they want salary increases, why are they justified and why are they needed in order to meet the program goals? And you would also look at whether or not there is a need for increased funding for that specific program or department. Step number two is that you would always apply the program performance metrics which you have examined and come up with to examine the impact of the funding at those levels. And I'm almost done. And finally, you would rank the program decision packages for all three packages. That's something this county desperately needs, and I hope the Commissioner's Court will consider doing that in the future.
Thank you, Mr. Yollick. While we don't really have a three-minute time limit on a public hearing, I appreciate your brevity, because there's probably a lot of folks that want to speak today. To clear up that comment that I made last time, it was in reference, Mr. Yollick, to a comment that you had made that we simply tax as much as we can and try to find a way to spend it. My comment then that we could double the budget and still not meet all the needs was not in any way, and I can't imagine how anyone could infer that I would mean that we would want to double this budget. But I will tell you that when you look at the amount of money that we spend per capita at $50 per person per month to fund all of the needs of Montgomery County, I think we do a pretty darn good job of that. So as far as doubling this budget, no way, no how. And that was never implied or intended. So just want to make sure everyone understands that. Is there anyone else? Mr. O'Sullivan.
Bill O'Sullivan, Woodlands Precinct 3. Last meeting that we had regarding this, I brought up the issue of COLA and talking about we're going to have a COLA increase, and it was 3%. I subsequently investigated and find that the 3% number dealt with the average salary increase in the Houston-Galveston area. That's not a COLA. That's a salary increase. Now, if you want to have a salary increase, that's fine. Call it that and live with that. But don't say that it's a COLA because it isn't. And I wish you would amend it accordingly to whatever your will is, whether you want to have a 3% salary increase or you're just looking to do a COLA and do it appropriately. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. O'Sullivan. Any other comments concerning tax rate? Commissioners, any comments from here?
Judge, of course, there's been a lot of discussion around the animal shelter budget and where we've headed and what direction we're in. And I've kind of, I can't go into everything I wanted to say today, but basically, after reviewing everything, talking to a lot of folks and getting some input, we got to give the shelter a good, sound financial future. And I think that, you know, based on the past year's budget and what we've done it with, I think that we're going to, I want to move the shelter's budget to $2.2 million for FY 2017, which is approximately $1.1 million less. And we need to move forward with that, because I just feel like that we're, you know, I haven't had a chance to fully review line item by line item, but I think that the $3.3 million budget is just more than the taxpayers are comfortable with. I want to roll it back to 2.2, knowing that we're going to, the animal shelter, we're not going to, if we're at the end of the budget, we need some money to help us through. We'll certainly see that it's there, but we need to tighten our belts up and do a better job of spending, and I think this is just one area that we need to do that in.
Amy, is that something we need to take action on today, or we do that if we amend the budget?
Right. You're going to direct your auditor at this point to prepare a proposed budget. Again, we will come back to adopt the budget on September the 6th.
September 6th. Okay. So with that amendment, Commissioner, do we need action from this court to request that amendment?
Only if, insofar as the members of the court are in agreement with that, the auditor can go ahead and prepare those.
Well,
that recommendation.
The challenge that we would have is at this time the specific line items aren't identified. And so I would have a hard time knowing where to remove those funds from. So what we could do is work with Commissioner Clark and come back to you, assuming the same budget, but come back to you with an amendment at a later date.
With a proposed budget on the 6th?
It would still probably be in that proposed budget. I don't know that we would have time to work through it and actually get that put into the document changed.
Can you just prorate the reduction across all line items and then just come back and amend it later?
That's not going to work.
I don't think that that would logistically or practically work at this point.
Salaries are heavy. I mean, you know, you're...
Benefits.
Well, we can move it around after the fact. I was just trying to think of a way to get it there quickly.
Well, why don't you work on that between now and September the 6th and come back with a proposed budget on the 6th after you work with Commissioner Clark and Dr. Hayden, I presume?
Judges and Commissioners, one idea that we could do is bring something back on the 31st, because there is another Commissioner's Court session prior to our adoption of that to discuss.
So we just have to notice that?
And maybe with an agenda item.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good suggestion.
Commissioners, another item I'd like for us to consider, you know, in this year's budget, you know, we were able to set aside some capital funds for capital projects going forward. We had $13 million last year. We proposed $13 million this year. If we drop that capital fund to 11.7, we could drop the tax rate by a quarter of a cent. And we're in a position where we're seeing appraisals go up every day. I hear every day from people that their appraisals are completely out of line, which is really the big hit that people are taking. Now, it won't make a big difference, quite frankly, that quarter of a cent, but I think it's a good move on our part to set an example to begin to look at ways to reduce the burden on our taxpayers. I think we need to talk to our appraisal district about some reforms there as well. But I think it's a first step. We might consider that in this budget, where we still responsibly set aside funds for capital improvements going forward. But we look at a reduction in our tax rate this year and in years in the future, if we exceed an 8% growth, or a growth where we can still sustain our operations, meet our debt service, and set aside some of those capital funds and still continue to reduce that rate, I think that quarter of a cent is something we ought to consider this year. And I would propose that to this court. Is that something, Amy, that you would need to do the same thing with before we look at the budget on September 6th?
We have some logistical and legal challenges due to notice requirements and publishing requirements and when things have to be with the county clerk. So let us look at that, and we'll be back on the 31st to discuss that.
Well, I guess the question I have, Commissioners, is that would you need a vote from this court? Commissioners, is that something y'all are comfortable with, uncomfortable with?
That's reducing it by 1.3 million out of the reserves.
A quarter of a cent is about 1.3, and that would reduce the capital fund by about 1.3 million, which would still leave us at 11.7 in that capital fund. Is that correct, Phyllis?
That's correct.
What is that on a $200,000 house? $10 a year?
$18.
Huh?
$18 a year on a $250,000
house.
$250,000.
I don't know that we want to risk that. If we take the idea of the capital fund, to me, is to be able to do capital projects without borrowing money. Setting money aside that we don't have to sell COs for to do.
On a time-wise level, there are also some challenges. So our tax rate is broken down. Our maintenance and operations tax rate is broken down into two components, regular general administration and then road and bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And our road and bridge is a certain percentage currently. And so for the proposal to take it all out of capital, which is all in the general fund, changes that percentage of what would be held for road and bridge if we keep the same tax rate, which is what's been published. So your road and bridge funds would maintain their same total dollars. It would all come, like you're saying, out of that one, but without having some time to look into what's required to be published and in what manner and in what time frame, I don't necessarily have those answers for you today.
Can you do that for us and come back on the 31st?
We can.
Okay. All right. Any other comments or questions? Mr. Yollick.
We have 1 minute.
Go ahead. Yeah, we're...
I just want to say three cheers for you, Judge Doyle, and about nine cheers for you, Commissioner Clark. I want to be real clear, though. Commissioner Clark just made a comment about reducing the budget of the animal shelter, and he's not always the greatest public speaker in the world. Some of y'all may be aware, probably not, that I have been lobbying Commissioner Clark basically 24 hours a day, and so I have a pretty good idea where he's coming from. I don't think Commissioner Clark is saying, let's just leave the animals in the lurch and reduce the budget of the animal shelter. He's already made a personal commitment to me, to Mr. O'Sullivan, and to others that we are going to go out, and I will join with him, and we'll make sure that we raise private funds, which already are very clearly available, to make sure that we have the best animal shelter in the world and that those animals are cared for and receive the compassion, love, and kindness that I know Jim Clark wants them to have. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric.
Any other questions or comments before we adjourn our public hearing? Okay, yes, I'm sorry. Item number three, we need to set a time and place for the next meeting to vote on the tax rate. That will be September the 6th at 9:30 a.m.
Judge, what? I think we've got another speaker over here.
We do? Okay. Also, while we're here, I want to mention that we're going to have a commissioner's court meeting next Wednesday. We had a scheduling snafu. We have a tax sale in here, and it would leave us between September 23rd and August 23rd and September the 13th between meetings. So we're going to have a meeting next Wednesday at 9:30, a very limited commissioner's court meeting at 9:30 here next Wednesday. Yes, sir.
Good morning, and thank you. My name is Ron Bowman, and previously I was here to discuss the $52 stipend. I was looking through some of the things that you have on your in the budget, and I think there's a lot of room to reduce a lot of expenses. If you look at it, is what they were trying to do as far as savings by reducing the amount of cost of keeping documents. There's something called MUDA. And that's waste, if you're looking at easy waste that's easy to get rid of. Besides this, and you guys were talking about document retention, currently you have leases that you are using for copiers. Copiers should be able to scan the documents, and that way you wouldn't have to retain them. It would be an electronic file, and you wouldn't have to worry about the degradation. Number one. Number two, if you look at why you guys were using the IRS code when you don't pay any taxes, really doesn't make a lot of sense. So basically, there's a hit to us twice because we don't get the tax benefit of the deduction. So maybe we get rid of all of that. The P-cards that I saw that you guys were talking about and the travel and expenses, maybe you guys should take a look at that also, because once again, there's no tax benefit. But the people who spend the money should get a tax benefit because that's part of their IRS code. I think if you looked at what was actually there, you have a lot of room to reduce and even reduce the rate more. And there are ways that you could actually help the middle-income families. If you look at the businesses around Houston and what's happening in the oil market, they've actually had to lay people off, take 10 to 20% pay reductions. They quit funding for matching on 401ks. They've also had what they call where you have to work 4 days a week, and you have to use a sick day for your last day to be able to qualify for benefits. And the last thing that they did, they got rid of all travel and reimbursements and put that all on the people. And they made them pay their own health insurance. So these are things that the businesses in Houston, which are going through massive layoffs and massive economy problems, are going through. And maybe if you guys looked at that and said, well, this is what they're doing, and if we're going to have an equal footing with the people who actually pay the taxes, that's what we should be looking at. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bowman. Anyone else? Okay. Now we're going to adjourn our public hearing and reconvene.
We need a vote on to set the time, date, place, and date, and I think it's September 6th at 9 a.m.
Move.
Oh, you need a vote on that?
Okay. Yeah, we need it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay, we ready, Amy?
Now we are.
Okay.
Sorry.
Now, we're going to adjourn our public hearing and reconvene Commissioners' Court. Proclamations and resolutions. Employee of the month. Good morning.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners. I'm Katie Mermon. I'm the recognition coordinator for the committee, and today we're going to be recognizing August 2016. And if I can have Amy come up here.
So August 2016, Employee of the Month, the County Attorney's Office, because of her exceptional skills and dedication to her job, has made our job a lot easier. Amber Twitty. Besides the fact that Amber is exceptionally good at what she does, Amber is one of the most pleasant and nicest people to work with. She is talented, bright, and above all, professional. I asked Amber to help locate certain commissioner court records with really broad search terms with hundreds of possible matches. Amber was quickly able to identify the information, and she is helpful and gracious. She is responsive to the needs of her county colleagues. I know that she is swamped and constantly under deadline and time constraint pressures. However, I've yet to see Amber without a smile on her face. She's certainly deserving of this award.
Thank Congratulations.
You. Thank you.
Congratulations, Amy. I guarantee you, if I miss signing anything, she gets me.
Mm-hmm.
Every time. And tough. That's right.
Thank you, Amber.
Congratulations. Okay, we have a proclamation and appreciation to Guy Hancock.
Congratulations.
Anyone to present that?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Before I read the proclamation, I'd like to tell everyone a little bit about emergency service districts. Emergency service districts are political subdivisions established by our local voters for the purpose of raising money through ad valorem taxes on all real property located within the district. Some ESDs are fortunate to have a sales tax to help fund the district. The ad valorem and sales taxes are used by the ESD to support fire and rescue departments. As an ESD director, an ESD director is appointed by precinct commissioner, commissioner's court, for a two-year term, and there are five directors to a board. Montgomery County has 11 emergency service districts. It is my honor to work alongside with our countywide ESDs and fire departments, and in particular with this man, Mr. Guy Hancock. Whereas Guy Hancock has served the citizens of Montgomery County since his appointment to the Emergency Service District No. 7 on August 21, 2000, and whereas his participation and business sense, the ESD No. 7 board paved a path for ensuring the fire department's needs and the public safety, and whereas having been the board president for almost 15 years, he has provided consistent leadership on the board, contributing to the planning, construction, and opening of fire departments within the district while focusing on the welfare and protection for the fire department, his community, and all of Montgomery County. And whereas Mr. Hancock participated in a long-range planning for the consolidation of ESD No. 7, New Caney Fire Department, and ESD No. 11, Splendora Fire Department, to build a stronger foundation between the fire departments and enabling 24-hour protection through the portions of those fire districts for their citizens. The consolidation of the ESDs and the fire departments was successful in 2015 and is now known as the East Montgomery County Fire Department and ESD No. 7. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that the Commissioner's Court of Montgomery County, Texas, does hereby recognize and honor Guy Hancock for his leadership and 16 years of dedication and support with Montgomery County ESD No. 7 and the citizens of Montgomery County.
Mr. Hancock, I can tell you without question that you've done an outstanding job for the fire department and our community as a whole, because you're a big part of being active in our community with our youth and other organizations. You know, you're always at the front of the line when it comes to helping, and I can just tell you that your mark that has been left at East Montgomery County Fire Department, the work that you've done, and we'll know that you'll continue to support us and help us, and we just can't thank you enough, and sorry if you want to come down and take a picture with you. Mm-hmm.
I'd like to say one thing here that, you know, for that success, you know, it'd be pointed at me, but the truth is people like Jim Clark, Judge Doyle, J.R. Moore, this lady here, that we've worked together as a team. And without that, we wouldn't have this. And I just want to appreciate everybody around us that made this possible, and that's so many.
There he is. Thanking everybody else. Joey, come on down.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Hancock. Congratulations.
All right, 7C,
American Payroll Association Proclamation. Mr. Davenport.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm before you today because National Payroll Week is the week of September the 4th, and the American Payroll Association has asked that this court issue a proclamation. Whereas the American Payroll Association and its 22,000 members have launched a nationwide public awareness campaign that pays tribute to more than 150 million people who work in the United States and the payroll professionals who support the American system by paying wages, reporting worker earnings, and reporting federal employment taxes. And whereas payroll professionals in Montgomery County play a key role in maintaining the economic health of Montgomery County, Texas, carrying out such diverse tasks as paying into the unemployment insurance system, providing information for child support enforcement, and carrying out tax withholding, reporting, and depositing. And whereas payroll departments collectively spend more than $15 billion annually compiling with federal and state wage and tax laws. Whereas payroll professionals meet regularly with federal and state tax officials to discuss both improving compliance with government procedures and how compliance can be achieved at less cost to both government and business. And whereas the week in which Labor Day falls has been proclaimed National Payroll Week. Now therefore be it proclaimed that the Commissioners Court of Montgomery County, Texas does hereby support the efforts of the people who work in Montgomery County and of the payroll profession and proclaims the first full week of September 2016 as National Payroll Week in Montgomery County, Texas. Thank you.
Thank you.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. I think every employee in the room is proud of our payroll department. Definitely thank you for the job that you do. Under the county clerk, consider and approve the commissioner's court minutes from our regular session dated August the 9th, 2016.
Move. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Commissioners, I don't have any changes on consent unless you have something you'd like to move off of there.
Move. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Under citizens' comments, now we'll have time for citizens that would like to make comments based on items that are on today's agenda. So if anyone has an item that they would like to make a comment about on today's agenda, let me read this brief statement. We will now invite public comment on items on today's agenda. Please state your name and the topic of your comments before beginning your remarks. Public comment may not exceed 3 minutes. Questions or concerns about the operations of Montgomery County programs may be referred to department heads or elected officials. The Texas Open Meetings Law prevents the court from deliberating or taking action on matters raised in public comment. So, I have two people that are signed up, but I don't believe these are items that are on today's agenda. A couple of drainage issues. But is there anyone that has anything that's on today's agenda that they would like to comment in court today about? Mr. O'Sullivan.
Bill O'Sullivan, Woodlands, Texas. The item on the agenda I want to address is the reimbursement of the judge for the time he was sidelined due to the incompetence of the judicial board. Instead of finding out whether they had any jurisdiction in here, or finding out whether the judge had any judicial responsibility, they suspended him without pay. And then I thought when he got reinstated, they reinstated his pay, and which I mentioned in the last meeting, which I was incorrect. Now, I think the pay should be reinstated, and we've had our differences, but I always try to be fair. And it was wrong that they took your money away from you when they didn't have any power to take you out of your position. And the second thing is, I think the county attorney should present them a bill for the, I don't know, $15,000, $20,000, I don't know how much it is, but...
Fish.
But present them a bill and ask them to put it in their next budget so our county can be reimbursed for them acting rashly. That's basically it. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill Sullivan.
Bill.
Any other questions or comments on today's agenda? Yes, sir.
I'm assuming that the agenda is still the same as the one that was online. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You have purchasing. The purchasing that you guys are looking at approving the purchasing manual or whatever you guys put out,
mm-hmm.
There's a section there about ethics, but there's nothing on there what happens if people don't or aren't ethical. Also, it has stuff in there about the purchasing cards and travel and entertainment cards. I think you guys need to look at. The funding for the pensions, this was interesting because I saw something in the Wall Street Journal about the shortfalls in pensions. As far as the rate on expectation return, what has been your return expectation from your pensions? What were you expecting them to return?
I refer you to our auditor after court.
Okay. But it seems that there is a big disparity between what is expected and what is there. And you guys are looking to approve additional funding going to it, from my understanding. The matching, you guys can look at. The other things that I don't know if the auditors kept you up to date on is the changes that have gone through on FASB and other accounting standard boards, GASB, such, about leases and how they have to be reported. They're going to be reported differently. So that's going to screw up your rates when you guys go out and look at bonds. Those are just some of the things I wanted to bring up as far as what's on here today. Thank you.
Mr. Bowman, thank you. Any other questions or comments? Okay, moving forward, item 11A. Consider and approve a letter to the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality for disbursement of low-income repair assistance program, the LIRAP program, grant funds for fiscal year 2016-17, and authorize myself to execute the same.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? Commissioner, your precinct is the only one that uses those right now, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
You still want to continue that?
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye. We have another request coming in September, actually.
Okay.
For another $190,000.
Okay. Motion carries. Sheriff.
Morning, Judge, Commissioners.
Morning, Sheriff.
I ask that 12A be deferred.
Okay. Right.
12B, as you consider and approve the acceptance of the 2016 JAG grant award and authorize myself to sign all paperwork. The funds are from the Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistant Grant Program through the Department of Justice titled FY16 JAG Program. This grant application was approved in Commissioner's Court on June 14, 2016 with no county match. The award is $42,477 for the purchase of multiple automated external defibrillators and accessories to be utilized by the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office.
Move.
Second. All in favor? Motion carries.
And 12C, ask you consider and approve the renewal of the State Automated Victim Notification System grant contract between the Office of Attorney General and Montgomery County for the state fiscal year 2017.
Move.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion.
Judge, can I brag a little bit on the sheriff's office
sure,
this morning
sure.
about the something in the paper about the honor guard?
Yes.
I saw it this morning or yesterday. I can't remember. Where y'all were awarded one of the three in the whole nation that were awarded this award for this outstanding honor guard firing squad.
Yes,
that's
sir.
That's outstanding.
Well, and I appreciate that. It's those kind of things that these guys take their job serious. It's something that they volunteer to do. They practice and made perfect on this, and to be picked out of the only the third one.
Yes.
And these folks go all over the country looking at these honor guards and all, and we're proud of them. We appreciate the job that they do. They make us look good.
That's outstanding.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good job. Yeah, absolutely. Constable Precinct 2. Okay.
Morning, Judge, Commissioners.
Morning.
Here to ask to consider and approve the hiring of a new ICAC investigator at a four-year investigator on our STEP program instead of the two incoming. And reason I'm asking that is that the gentleman that we have hired first, our ICAC detective left us in June, and we have been unable to hire due to the accrued comp time that he has accrued during an investigator. So now we were able to hire, and we hired this gentleman that has 17 years continuous service with Harris County C4. He came to work with our agency with no break in service as an ICAC investigator with our agency. With 17 years of continued service and the valuable experience that this new hire brings to our county, I asked for him to start at the four-year slot in a STEP plan. This will not cost the county anything being to the four-year slot, as already have been approved at the budget for the prior investigator.
Did you already hire this gentleman?
Yes, sir. He started yesterday.
Wouldn't it have been more appropriate to come and ask us before you hired him to have him slotted as a four-year deputy instead of a two?
Well, we didn't realize that this was going to create a problem until it was brought to our attention from the human resources, and I apologize if it's not the right thing to do, but I'm trying to make it right.
The money, there's no differential in the money?
Sir?
The salary, is there?
It'd be the exact same that the other investigator was drawing when he left in June.
So it's no effect on your budget at all?
Right. No, sir.
If we can get a seasoned officer versus
sir.
Get somebody up to speed, I think that's a better thing to do. But in the future, ahead of time.
Move.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you, sir.
Yep. Constable Precinct 3. Good morning.
Morning, Judge, Commissioners.
Morning.
We're asking 14A that you consider and approve funding the immediate purchase of three vehicles and equipment for the three new positions awarded for the 2017 budget year.
We have a motion.
Move.
Second. Questions or comments?
Is it just to move up the car so you have it when he gets here?
Yes, sir. It takes several months to purchase vehicles and get them equipped, so we'd like to have them available and equipped for when we hire. When the new personnel come on, that they can go right to work for us.
And you're sweeping some of the old car allowance stipends to fund a portion of this?
Sir, these are new positions, new vehicles for
oh,
those
these are
positions.
New positions.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Okay.
So this was an issue last year where they wanted to have the vehicles already in place by October 1st for the new hire, and what you did was authorized us to use contingency funding from this year, and in next year's budget, where those funds actually exist because they were budgeted through the budget process, we would take it back to contingency.
Okay.
Great idea.
That's great.
So I'm in the motion to use contingency and then pay contingency back with the 2017 budget.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. So thank you.
Have a good day.
Constable Precinct 4.
Commissioner, good. 15A. Consider and approve the following changes. Closed position 5541-5910 Deputy Constable and open position 5514-7802-3 Investigator and transfer all funds. The additional $5,292.50 salary and benefits to be funded by Commissioner Precinct 4.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
15B, consider and approve two grant requests, forms for $5,000 each with no match. Authorize the Constable Precinct 4 Department to apply for two community development mini grants from the East Montgomery County Improvement District for the funding of a replacement motor for a rescue boat and the upgrade motor for an inflatable rescue boat. Approve a resolution in order to include in the applications.
I move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
15C, consider and approve the purchase of a 2016 Chevrolet Tahoe police package for $35,125, emergency equipment and graphics for $11,986, as well as $6,000 for fuel and preventive maintenance, and $6,045 for a co-band camera, which totals $59,156 to replace a personal police package vehicle of a former deputy.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think we need a funding source on that, Jim.
Contingency. We just, contingency. Need to, you know, second that. We need
second.
Vote again.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Motion carries. Constable Precinct 5.
Good morning, Judge. Commissioner.
How are you?
Good morning. 16A, consider and approve the following return balance of swept salary and benefits in the amount of $37,029.07 from contingency to the following line items. The $16,400 to $7,104, the $1,254.60 to $7,201, $2,012.28 to $7,203, then the remaining balance of the $17,362, the line item $7,390.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Consider and approve the transfer of $14,166.36 from position 5551-6022-1, the lieutenant's position, to the captain's position 5517815 to accommodate a promotion.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Be closed, 16C, be closed position 5551-5910-1, deputy, and open 551-6010-2, sergeant, and transfer all funds to the newly opened position. Additionally, our office would like to slot the sergeant as a 9-year sergeant. That would require funding in the amount of $1,705.08, plus benefits on an annualized basis. Please name a funding source.
Move. I'm going to fund the 1705.08.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
16D, consider and approve the purchase of one newly equipped patrol vehicle to be assigned to a recently vacated position, which included the vehicle stipend. And please name a funding source not to exceed $53,000.
Move.
Contingency. Is this the same deal we had a while ago? Getting the car ready. Second.
Yeah.
Well, this is actually replacing one that was that I got left that had the vehicle stipend.
Oh, so you'll, you'll sweep the stipend.
We're going to sweep the stipend money in there. Okay. Part of this wasn't stipend also.
Second.
So in the first year.
Thank you. In the first year, there is a need to get some of that funding from contingency, but it is captured in future
right.
years.
Got it.
Yes.
Okay.
And then 16E.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
16E would be consider and approve the immediate purchase of one vehicle and equipment for one new position awarded for the 2017 year budget. That's one. That's just like Constable Gable was asking for.
We put out a contingency, then pull it back out of the budget. Yep.
Yes, sir.
Second.
Question. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, sir.
Item 17A has been deferred. 18A, community development. Dr. Ducharme.
Good morning.
Morning.
Please consider and approve amendments to our 2014 and 2015 consolidated action plans and authorize Judge Doyle to implement the amendments, including payments and reclass of the community development budget as submitted. These are our annual sweeps of leftover funds back into projects.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Tax assessor collector, Ms. McCray.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners.
Morning.
I would like for you to consider and approve an agreement for tax assessment and collection services between Montgomery County and New Caney Municipal Utility District, Hendricks Defined Area, and also authorize Judge Doyle to sign on behalf of the county.
I move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Juvenile probation.
Good morning.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners. I'm here this morning for 20A and to ask the court to approve transfer of funds in the amount of $1,984.84 from position 57111.2467.13, which is a juvenile supervision officer, to position 57111.2415.1, which is a juvenile probation officer position. All funds are available and will not increase our budget.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Library.
Good morning, gentlemen. On September the 13th, the East Montgomery County Improvement District will hold their annual back-to-school bash. There'll be giveaways of backpacks and school supplies, face painting activities, and the use of the parking in that area is going to be limited. And so we are asking you to consider and, if appropriate, approve closing the R.B. Tullis Library at 5 o'clock that evening as a safety measure. We think there are going to be lots of youngsters running through the parking lot and a bit of chaos. We will have a booth. Staff schedules will be altered so that they will still get in the work hours during work time, but we just think this is a priority for safety.
Absolutely. I move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Quite the event.
Motion carries. Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Judge, can stop 1 second? We need to recognize Tammy McCray's birthday today. Happy birthday,
happy
Tammy.
Happy birthday.
There we go. There you go.
20-something, right? Okay. All right. Adult probation. We'll go right into that.
Yeah, there we go.
Judge, this item is deferred.
Deferred?
Okay.
So in a previous court date, you asked that I put together some numbers and bring to you...
projected fund balance to 18% because, of course, this only comes from your fund balance. The anticipated rate of return from from our retirement system is 8%. They did not achieve that last year, and they don't have those final numbers, but it is estimated to be less than 1% of a loss. And so in those cases, what the retirement system does is they take some of those funds from reserves that they set aside. And so our reserve has actually gone down as well a little bit to help offset some of those losses. So this will help supplement that. That 8% that they anticipate, they do achieve. If you look at their 30-year average,
across the
they do achieve in excess of 8%. It just was a low year last year.
And that keeps our funding at about 88% somewhere?
It depends on which scenario you're interested in, Commissioner, but if you're interested in the $5 million scenario, we keep our funding at 88.6%. Last year it was at 90%, and because they draw on those reserves, it did go down.
I don't know that we should do five.
No, I'm happy doing a million. And
yeah, a million or two. I think that's good business. But
do you have
a
scenario?
Five would be a little stretch.
Yeah, I do. I agree. Do you have a scenario proposing different levels?
Yes, sir, we do. We have scenarios in $1 million increments from one all the way through five.
Okay.
So if you're interested in either $1 million or two, you would have 87.6% at a funded level for the $1 million. Or 87.8% for the $2 million. So it does go up, but it's very small.
Yeah. What did you budget to fund
this year? For our upcoming 17-year or 16?
Well, for what you're proposing, 17, I'm assuming.
Yeah, 16.
Oh, this is 16. Okay.
What we budget is just the regular rate of the 12.27 that we match on salaries for employees. So we're required to contribute a certain amount. We did budget a little bit more than that to help with this sort of thing, to help further smooth our rate. We adopted that same rate for 2017, as well as, because there was a slight increase for retirees, we did refund that for 17 as well.
In the 17 budget?
17 budget, yes.
Okay. I move on $1 million to keep.
What's the funding source? That's what I'm
going to say. It's fund balance.
I second.
Okay.
And Phyllis, this again is just good work on the county's behalf as far as just paying down future obligations. I mean, we're basically buying down even today's dollars, retirement dollars to be paid out down the road.
Puts us in a really strong position.
I'd second a million.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank
you,
Phyllis. Okay. Purchasing.
Amber, can you turn that down just a little bit? It's bleeding back too bad. Thank you.
Morning, Judge and Commissioner.
Morning.
Morning.
24A, as authorized by local government code 271.102, take all appropriate action to approve the purchase of, as stated on the agenda, all in one motion.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
B, take all appropriate action to approve the awards, all in one motion, for CSB construction, repair, rehabilitation, or alteration of a residential buildings with Section 3 requirements, to be a term contract to MJR Services for MCCD, and RFP extension of dark fiber to Wave Media Inc. in the amount of $53,500 for the Sheriff's Office condo in the East Montgomery County Courthouse, and a monthly reoccurring charge of $250 for maintenance for the new Caney location for IT.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
It's going to help with faster internet down there.
Motion carries.
Let's see. More comment.
Item C, take all appropriate action to approve the granting a discretionary exemption for professional services as authorized by local government code 262.024A4 as stated on the agenda in one motion.
Move. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
D, take all appropriate action to approve granting a discretionary exemption for an item necessary because of unforeseen damage to a public property as authorized by local government code 262.024A3 and the payment performance bonds for emergency repairs of Old Highway 105 Bridge at Peach Creek from 40 Construction Company in the amount of $74,475 for Precinct 4.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
E, take all appropriate action to approve the contract negotiation process with the highest evaluated respondent, GTT, Inc., for the CSP Montgomery County Sheriff's Substation for the Sheriff's Office.
Move. Second.
Questions or comments?
We have a, as part of the Rayford Road expansion, we have another facility that is going to be purchased that will be about 8,625 square feet that may be able to serve the purpose of this new building. I'd like to defer this until we can look into that with the sheriff and...
Well, this would just be the negotiation. This would not be the award with GTT at this time. And this contract needs to be awarded within 45 days, and we'd have to award it on 8/31.
So we could do it on 8/31 then?
I know the negotiation needs to start probably today to be able to award.
So this is just
the
negotiation?
It's just negotiation. This is not the award.
In the event.
So we can, on the 31st, we can talk about it
again.
Let's do this.
Whatever the evaluation team decides on that.
You need this motion to go ahead and continue the negotiation in case the other deal doesn't work.
Right.
Okay.
And we'll get back.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
F, take all appropriate action to approve the 2016 Purchasing Policy Manual for Purchasing. The Purchasing Policy Manual was revised to reflect updated procedures and streamline established processes.
Move. Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Darlene. Okay. Commissioners, we need to go back. We did not take action on the resolution for Mr. Hancock.
Oh.
We need to take formal action on that.
I move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay. We now need to recess our Commissioners' Court and convene public hearings, first in Precinct 1.
Good morning, Judge. Good morning, Commissioners. My name is Lloyd Saunders with the County Attorney's Office for Property Section. I want to touch briefly on items 25A, 1 and 2, the Point Aquarius replats. The purpose of those replats are to combine three lots into two and also to create a restricted reserve to comport with what's already on the property itself.
Okay. Have anybody here to discuss that this morning? I believe we do, Judge.
Okay. Precinct 2. Commissioner Riley.
Consider and approve installing no truck signs on the following roads. Morisco Place from Gosling Road to Hidden Trails Drive. Hidden Trail Drive from Morisco Place to Southland Drive. Southline Road from Hidden Trail Drive to Mail Route Road. From Mail Route Road to Southline Road to Hope Road. And Hope Road from Mail Route Road to I-45 South Service Road. Everybody follow that? Do we know where we're going now?
We got it.
Anybody here to discuss that? Anybody? Judge? Consider and approve the change of the street name Canopy Morning to Mayfield Drive in Wood Forest, Section 63. Anybody here to discuss that? I don't see anybody here. Now, we got a bunch of replats. Do I have to read all? There you go. Thank you, sir.
So, to touch on the 10 replats, 25B, items 3 through 12, the High Meadow Estates partial replats, they are to reconfigure the lot sizes and to enlarge the lots.
Anybody here to discuss that? See anybody, Judge?
Okay. That's through... That's through item 12.
Through item 12, yes.
Okay. Okay. We now need to reconvene, or we need to adjourn our public hearing and reconvene our Commissioner's Court. Take action on the above items.
I move on 25A and B.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I move on B, 1 through 12.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
On the replat from High Meadow Estate, those plats aren't quite ready to get the public hearing, so no action.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
The okay. B1 and 2. I amend that motion.
Okay.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, BD. Mr. Mooney.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioner.
Item 26A
consider and approve increase to position 600-6902-1. That's a new engineer 2 position in my office, in the amount of $88.58 plus $1,764.52 in benefits. Those are annual amounts. Please name a funding source for the prorated funds in the amount of $1,021.40 for the remainder of this fiscal year and fiscal year 2017.
Move.
Second.
Contingency, Commissioner? Contingency for funding?
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you all very
much.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay, under Commissioners, Precinct 1.
27A1, consider and approve opening new position, a laborer, annual salary $26,000, effective August 15th. Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Item 2, consider and take appropriate action to release and pay County Judge Craig Doyle the funds and benefits he would have received but for the suspension order issued by the State Commission on Judicial Conduct on June 28, 2016. I move.
Second.
I'm going to abstain from this vote, obviously. So.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
One abstention. Okay. Commissioner, thank you. Precinct 2, Mr. Riley.
Consider and approve opening 3 new Operator 1 positions, set each salary at $33,442.86, effective August 27th. I move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Human Resources, Dodie.
Good morning, gentlemen. Please consider and approve the payroll change request forms.
Move.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We now have a time for citizens to address the court on items that were not on today's agenda. I have 2 people that are signed up to speak today. Briefly read the same comments as before. We will now invite the public to comment on items not on today's agenda. Please state your name and topic of your comments before beginning your remarks, and public comment may not exceed 3 minutes. Questions or concerns about the operation of Montgomery County programs may be referred to department heads or elected officials, and the Texas Open Meetings Law prevents the court from deliberating or taking action on matters raised in public comment. I have 2 people who have signed up today. First one is Barbara J. Evans, on a report on Allendale. Ms. Evans. Good morning.
Okay, first time here. Bear with me.
You're fine.
Hi, Mr. Clark. Judge and Commissioners. I'm in Allendale Subdivision. I live in Allendale Subdivision, and we have a huge problem out there. I'm sure you're all aware of that. If you're not, you probably should be or will be. I'm here because I see under purchasing item number C, I would like to ask that they approve all of that for us, for the whole section here. I'm new to how you work things, so again, bear with me. I do have a couple questions. Why was the widening improvements on 1314 a couple years ago by a company, evidently Montgomery County hired, PPL, I understand is the company name, that did the 1314 wedding, why have they stopped at San Jacinto Elementary School? They did not come, they just stopped there from 59 all the way up towards 242, and they stopped at San Jacinto. It's right before our Allendale subdivision here. I have quite a lot of members here today of the subdivision.
Ms. Evans, we can't really respond to questions in a public comment, but I could refer you to Commissioner Clark after the meeting.
Well, will these be answered
for
next? I'm sorry, explain it to me again.
Public comment, we can't respond to questions. We can just simply hear what you have to say. But I can refer you to Commissioner Clark, who
which
could help
we have.
You.
We have been working with Mr. Clark.
Good.
I just wanted it to get out there to anyone that would care to take heart to listen. And I wanted a question on that and the 3 easements. We have 3 easements on in the subdivision, and they surround Sage Pond right there. And I wanted to know if those easements indeed belong to the county, or are they half part of the property owner's property, and that has been a gray area. I'm trying to get a clear answer on that. And last but not least, just anything you can do to get our drainage problems taken care of out there, and our roads, we flood every time.
I'll respond to this because it is on the agenda, but we did approve the funding for the drainage study, and everything you've just talked about will absolutely, the engineers will come to you, ask questions. I'll be glad to talk to you after. You know, we're doing exactly what we said we'd do in the last meeting, and you got to get it paid for. Unfortunately, the wheels of government move slow sometimes, but we approved it today.
Excellent. Well, 8 weeks. You told us 8 weeks. It's been 8 weeks, and you did it, and appreciate it. Thank you very much, all of you, for your help.
Thank you. Appreciate you coming today.
Thank you, Ms. Evans. Okay. The next person signed up to speak is Paul Crossan. Crossan, welcome back.
Thank you, Judge and Commissioners. I'm part of the neighborhood and the drainage problems we've had, and we appreciate, but I was just surprised to see it on the agenda that it was done. My reason to come up here and speak, though, is to so that we can have good communication and with quite a few of my neighbors that are here today. There's about 8-9 of them here. we want to be involved in this because we know we've been living there, so we know what the problem has been and solutions are. So we noticed a sign on our street, a road work sign, and so one of my neighbors asked me, what's that about? I don't know. I went down to the New Caney office, at Jim Clark's office yesterday, to find out what that was and also to see things about the study. Nobody was there that could answer my questions. So that was a little bit frustrating, but we're hopefully optimistic that there can be solutions to our problems soon. I would like to, I know you say you can't respond publicly to a request or what have you, but we would like to see if we can find a way with Commissioner Clark that we can perhaps be involved and like bring our solutions to the problem over to his office. I've asked many of my neighbors to go over there to look at the study, and I haven't had good response from that yet that we'd do that. But and as I said, I'm happy to see that this is on the agenda and it was approved today. I was just surprised that it was there. I didn't have any communication about that, and it rains and it floods, and we don't want that to happen anymore. So thank you for your time and consideration and action we're doing. Thank you.
Thank you for coming today.
Thank you, Mr. Crossan. Is there anyone else who would like to address the court that did not understand that there was a sign-in process but would like to address the court on an item that was not on today's agenda? Mr. Yollett.
My name is Eric Yollick. I'm from Precinct 3, and I'm here to present the first Golden Hammer Award. Montgomery County, as we all know, is the greatest county on earth, and it has many superlatives. But there's one that we haven't discussed much, and that is that Montgomery County has the single highest paid elected official at the local, state, or federal level in Texas. The governor and the Texas Attorney General make $150,000 a year. The land commissioner, who supervises billions of dollars in assets, makes the same amount. Our U.S. senators and representatives make $174,000. The chief justice of the Texas Supreme Court and the chief judge of the Court of Criminal Appeals make $178,000, and our district judges make $164,000. Every single governor in the state of in the United States, other than in Pennsylvania, makes less than our county attorney in Montgomery County. In Pennsylvania, the governor makes $372 more than our county attorney. Our county attorney makes $190,451, and he does supervise a few dozen people. The United States Secretary of Defense supervises 764,000 civil employees and makes only $13,000 more. Now look, our county attorney, J.D. Lambright, is a nice person, and I think he generally does a pretty darn good job at being the county attorney. I'm not criticizing him, and I also am very well aware that he does not set his own pay. He doesn't set his salary, but you, our commissioners' court, do. And that's why I hope you will appreciate the honor of receiving the first Golden Hammer Award and the complimentary certificate that goes with it. Now, I'd like to thank, in the process of this, and by the way, let me just hand it up to you. I'd also like to thank the anonymous county employees who have provided me with some of this information and are currently in the process of providing me a lot more instances of government spending that hammers the taxpayers of this county. Through my encrypted email address, goldenhammermoco@gmail.com. That is, goldenhammermoco@gmail.com. Therefore, my law firm is pleased to contribute $500 to the Montgomery County Employee Committee Scholarship Fund in honor of those employees, and we look forward to making future contributions to those scholarships. But at this time, I'd like to, if she's here, invite Ms. Lori Bass, who, if, I don't know if she's here or not. Oh, good. Thank you, Ms. Bass.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
I'd
just like to thank all of those people. Ms. Bass, by the way, is the president of the scholarship fund, and that's why I asked her to be here so I could give her the check. But I'd like to thank those people who are helping to work with the taxpayers to save us some coin. I want to thank you all for your time.
All right. Is there anyone else who would like to address the court on an item not on today's agenda?
Yes. Actually, there's several of us that we're going to. Gentlemen, ladies, Tracy Fintum, and I work at home. I have 8 dogs, but I am a professional in the workplace, and I'm actually coming here today to speak on behalf of our shelter, Montgomery County, which when I watch Eric speak, so many people roll their eyes. Obviously, it's nothing that hasn't been talked about for the last 5 to 6 years, and you guys hear it every single day. Something that's happened this morning with Mr. Hancock was he dedicated everything to teamwork. Does everybody understand what team stands for? It's together, everyone achieves more. I use that in my role models with my teams and what I do in my profession, and it works. And I continue to have a job because, A, God blesses me, but, two, because we live by team. Unfortunately, I think we're failing that and in this surrounding. And I look around at everybody. Everybody has issues. Everybody has problems. But so often, everybody keeps turning a blind eye to the animals. And you know what? If you read the Bible, God talks about our animals, and they are to be protected and to be cared for. I would like to invite all of you, everybody here, to go and visit the Montgomery County shelter. Not when you've set it up and so that everything can look good the day that you go, but Jim, go on a day that the new guy isn't expecting you. And I say new guy because I'm too ashamed to say his name. It's so unfortunate, and I've been a foster now for the last 6 years, but I've gotten to the point where I can't even go there because you cry when you walk in the door. Yes, I am very passionate about what I do for a living because it's my favorite hobby, but I've taken over the last 6 years of God giving me the opportunity to spend as much as my own money that I can, to attune to $5,000 a year. Yeah, that's my choice. I get it. I'm single, never married. I have 8 dogs. Those are my kids. But I would give anything that I could to save animals at the Montgomery County shelter. And then the Conroe shelter isn't any better. And if you watch the TV shows, you know that the people before Dr. Hayden arrived are now getting sued because of an animal that they let die on their table, and they have their own TV show. You guys raised that for them. And I don't understand it. I don't know if you don't like animals, or if you do, if you have any animals, or, you know, if you kick them out in the backyard, or you take them over to our development in Wood Forest and drop them off so that somebody else is going to pick them up and take them.
Ms. Benham, your 3 minutes has expired. I appreciate your comment very much.
I appreciate your time, and there's about four others that would like to say the same thing. I hope you have souls and consciences, because these little guys don't
have... Benham, your time has expired. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You need to change the tape? Sorry, we're going to have to change the tape.
Okay.
It's run out. Report back to order. We got the tape back online. Sorry, Jacqueline.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners. My name is Jacqueline Beaton, and I am a resident of Commissioner Meader's Precinct 1. Unfortunately, once again, I feel I have a moral obligation to speak up for our voiceless animals at Montgomery County. As part of the volunteer committee, I sat down with Commissioner Clark and Dr. Hayden, and as it had already been almost 5 months, I felt there should have at least been some change. During the discussions, there were a lot of notes taken, and Dr. Hayden admitted many of these topics were easy fixes and said he would start working immediately on them. Unfortunately, 3 weeks later, there is still no change. Staff and volunteers still do not have ID badges or T-shirts. Missing kennel cards are still a problem. Animals cannot be identified. There is still no volunteer or foster orientations, although two new coordinators have been hired. There is still no good social media presence by staff, which results in poor networking for sick and injured and at-risk animals. Sick and injured animals are kept behind locked doors for sometimes weeks at a time. There is still no announcement of new vets being hired, which results in fewer sick clinic hours and less spay and neuter surgeries. These dates for animals getting adopted is now into February. This is irresponsible for a county with a huge stray animal problem. More than half of the shelter is still behind locked doors, which is not only a fire hazard, but an inhumane way to house these animals. They do not get interaction with volunteers or fosters, do not get fresh air, and do not get outside to potty. Adopters are still refused entry to the Blue Room. Staff are scared to unlock the doors for fear of being written up. The climber kennels have not been fixed appropriately. They have been tied with zip ties and leashes and topped with junk to weigh them down. This is not only a fire safety hazard for animals, but for staff too. The tarp in the outback kennels are all ripped and hanging off. The rain on Saturday left the dogs soaping wet and miserable. There is still staff shortage and no visibility in the rooms. Adopters still walk about unsure and looking for help. Animals are still being housed in medical where other animals are euthanized. This is illegal and inhumane. Calls to the shelter still go unanswered. Friends of friends are still being hired. All these problems and staff are still bleeding the county for overtime. Tens of thousands of dollars have been paid out in the last few months for overtime alone, which is really ridiculous. Changes are way overdue. Please work to make the shelter a safer place for the homeless animals of Montgomery County. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to address court today?
My name is Stephanie Neves. I live in Precinct 4. I am here today to speak about Montgomery County Animal Shelter. I have been a foster and volunteer for a little over 3 years. I have fostered over 200 animals, mostly moms and pups, and volunteered on an average of 2 to 3 days a week. I have had access to strayhold receiving and office until recently. I spoke up about a German Shepherd named Marcella and her puppies. I didn't believe they needed to fly to Montana with mom having fractured pelvis and two dislocated hips. Also, the pups were young, only 7 days old. Since I spoke out, I am no longer able to access these areas. I do not feel welcomed at MCAS to volunteer or foster. You tell me there's no retaliation for speaking up for the animals. I'm here to tell you there is. Also, you have a foster coordinator employed there that gave my personal cell phone information out to another volunteer. The volunteer has now been calling my phone with insult and threatening language over the time for me trying to help Marcella and her puppies. There needs to be a change at the shelter. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else who would like to address court today?
Tracy Dupre. About 5 months ago, when Dr. Hayden came on board, I asked him, can we please get name tags for the employees or shirts, some way to identify who works there? And how hard can that be? I mean, it's done, and it's not been done. Nobody, the public, it's embarrassing. They go in there, and they don't know who works there. Some of the employees are so rude. It's a very unwelcoming place for a place that needs so much compassion. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Dupre. Anyone else that would like to address court today?
Good morning, gentlemen. My name is Paulette Fisher. I'm a volunteer at Montgomery County Animal Shelter for just under 3 years. More or less to give my personal point of view, basically what the ladies have already discussed. It's embarrassing. My friends used to just comment about how proud they were of my time, the other people's time, volunteering to help the animals. The more they see of how the conditions have deteriorated inside that building, I don't even want to let people know that I still go there. Just in the last couple of weeks, I've been there where people, visitors, the public, potential adopters have come into the building. They stare. They don't know what to do, where to go. No one approaches them to ask them other than volunteers. I've been up there with my bag on my arm, ready to leave the building because I'd already been there 4 hours and I was exhausted. But because I wore a shirt that identified me as a volunteer on the photo team, they asked, do you work here? I need help. I have taken people to the kennels. I've helped them leash up their animals. They want to meet. Never do you find an actually paid employee, someone that is supposed to be there working. You have to go to the office, have someone paged to get any technical help. There are two or three kennel techs that we can count on to always help us, even if it's not their assigned room. They will help us with anything we ask for. There are some that have to be paged just to be found. Sunday before last, I was working with the photographer in the small dog adopt room. We set up our photo studio right there in the room so we don't have to go in and out. In an hour and a half that we were in that room, no employee walked through the door. An hour and a half. We were taking that long because we were helping potential adopters, answering their questions, helping them out. There's no, as Ms. Dupre mentioned, there are no identifiers. Staff comes in with their rock concert t-shirts, their blue jeans, some wear scrubs. You don't know who they are. The volunteers, we pay for our own shirts so that we all know who we are. Something must be done.
Ms. Fisher, thank you for your comments. Thank you. Anyone else would like to address court today? Yes, sir.
Judge, I got to step back. One of my employees was just injured. So.
Okay. Thank you again. Per her information that she just provided, I know this is not on the agenda, but 8%'s high in today's reality. If you look at what the Department of Labor had put out since 1999 through 2013, the returns have been around approximately 4%. So if you're using 8%, that might be a little bit off. Thank you.
Thank you.
Roman. Anyone else would like to address court? Okay, seeing none. We will move on. Just to remind everyone, next Wednesday, not next Tuesday, but the 31st, Wednesday, will be our next court meeting. So if you have an item to get on the agenda, make sure that it gets to Sylvia or to Patty. I think tomorrow is the last day to get it to them. And then the 6th, September 6th will be our date for adopting the tax rate. So with that, Commissioners, if there's nothing else, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.